Hi, Bob Rehm here with A Moment for Purity. This is part two of a discussion on, do you know the difference between pornography-related sex and healthy sex? It's taken from a book called The Porn Trap by Wendy and Larry Maltz. It's an excellent book. On page 182, they're discussing a chart about the differences between pornography-related sex and healthy sex. Pornography-related sex can be degrading, whereas in healthy sex, sex is always respectful. In pornography-related sex, it can be irresponsible, whereas in healthy sex, it's always approached responsibly. Morality is lacking in porn-related sex, whereas in healthy biblical sex, it's always confined by morals and values as defined by God. Pornography-related sex lacks healthy communication. In fact, most pornography-related sex has no communication whatsoever, whereas in healthy sex, it requires healthy expression and communication. Porn-related sex requires or is involved with deception, whereas healthy sex requires honesty and openness and vulnerability. Porn-related sex is always visual, whereas in healthy sex it involves all the senses, from touch and smell and taste. In porn-related sex, there's no ethical limits, whereas in healthy sex there are ethical boundaries. Porn-related sex requires a double life, whereas in healthy sex it enhances your identity and expression of your humanity. Porn-related sex always ends up leaving you feeling shameful and guilty, whereas healthy sex enhances your self-esteem. Porn-related sex is simply impulse gratification, whereas in healthy sex, it's bonding for love and in life. If you'd like more information and receive a free devotional, text the word purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, to 96362. Text purity to 96362.